Let me land right here. This guy right here, don't settle for trees. He said, I see people, I can't see them clearly, they look like trees. First, the fact the man said, I see people, but they look like trees. And it's about catching up. Watch this. Jesus takes his DNA, does the same thing, spits into the eyes of this guy. And I see, it's not clear here. His mind had yet to catch up to his new reality. Sometimes we don't see clearly because we view the new via the prism of the old. Do not permit yesterday's wounds to hamper today's worship. Do not permit yesterday's drama to obstruct today's destiny. Do not permit what you went through to define where you are going to. Stop seeing what God has for you today with the lens of what you went through yesterday. In other words, even if you get upset, for the love of God, stop saying, look what the devil did, and start shouting, look what the Lord has done. I dare you to touch your neighbor and tell him, look what the Lord has done. Touch your other neighbor, tell him, look what the Lord has done. I shouldn't be here right now, but look what the Lord has done. The enemy attempted to take me out, but look what the Lord has done. All hell came against me, but look what the Lord has done. I've walked with my mess, but look what the Lord has done. I've survived the valley of the shadow of death, but look what the Lord has. Look what the Lord has. We're done. Lift up both hands. We're done. He could have settled. This guy could have easily have settled with this. At least, even though I can't see clearly, but at least I see something. And he didn't. Why would Jesus ask him? I submit to you for your prayerful consideration the following supposition. What if Jesus was intentional in his query? What if it was all set up? What if Jesus asked the man, so tell me, can you see? Why would he? Look at other biblical moments of miracles, encounters of Christ. He never asked, is it working? On this occasion, he goes, is it working? What if Jesus was finding out whether or not this guy would settle for trees? You'll get this by tomorrow morning. We have too many people, even in the church, who have settled for trees. Settled for trees. He could have settled for at least something is better than nothing, but he didn't. When you're in the presence of Jesus, you don't settle for half. You don't settle for a portion. I'm preaching now. Don't settle for anything less than everything that God has for you. I'm going to do that one more time. In life, in your pursuit of righteousness, in your relationship with Jesus, never settle for trees. Do not settle for Ishmael when God gave you an Isaac. Don't settle for manna in the desert when there's milk and honey waiting for you in the promised land. Don't settle for surviving when Jesus resurrected so you would thrive. In other words, somebody's going to get upset at this. Never settle for a partial healing. Never settle for only half of your members and your family getting saved. I'm going to prophesy now. There is a generation rising up that loves Jesus, filled with his spirit, that will never settle for anything less than everything that God has in store for them. If you commit yourself to never settling for trees, lift up one hand. If you will never settle for anything less than everything God has for you, raise both hands. What does God have for you? He has salvation. Romans 10:9, he has deliverance, complete freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17, mind, body, soul, and spirit. He has healing. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we're already healed. What does he have for you? Eternal life, John 3:16. Abundant life, John 10:10. New life, 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does he have for you? A holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. And with that life, you will change the world. I dare you to open up your mouth and declare, I will not settle for trees. Repeat after me, I will not settle for half my family getting saved. I will not settle for partial healings. I will not settle for a portion of the breakthrough. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. As for me and my house,
we shall occupy all of God's promises. As for me and my house, we will be light in the midst of darkness. We will preach the word in and out of season. We will worship God in spirit and in truth. As for me and my house, we will experience complete restoration, and we will see everything that God has ordained. Somebody shout like you will never settle. Praise.
Lift up your hands. We're done. Stand with me. You are standing. I'm reading it. And Jesus laid his hands again on him. Stop for a moment. He laid his hands on him, but he did not spit again. He did not spit again. This man already carried his spittle. He already had what he needed for his miracle. Jesus touched him again to activate what he already placed upon him. Stop asking Jesus to save you again. You're saved. Stop asking him to give you his Holy Spirit. He already did. For the love of God, act like it, walk like it, praise like it, worship like it, occupy like it, lead like it. Somebody get a breakthrough right about now. He already did it. It's already done. John 19:30, he said, it is finished. Hebrews 10:10, once and for all. He did it once and for all. Lift up your head. Open up ye gates. The King of glory. Somebody shout, it's already done. Don't settle for anything less than complete restoration. I see it. Open up your eyes. I see nations embraced by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and primed to be filled with the Spirit. I see people at the brink of revival. I see communities ripe for signs and wonders, healings and miracles. I see young men and women leading an awakening where righteousness and justice inundate every sphere of society. I see God's children getting ready for the coming of the Lord. I don't see failure. I see victory. I don't see victims. I see conquerors. I'm going to be honest.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
I'm going to be honest, I don't see Pharaoh, Goliaths, Jezebels, and Herods. I see 21st century Elijahs and Elishas and Deborahs and Joshuas and Peters and Pauls. I see prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, exhorters, and miracle workers. I see doctors and lawyers and politicians and business people and societal architects and cultural reformers. I see children casting out devils. I see young men and women prophesying. I see the emerging generation having visions. I see the older generation having dreams. I see the name of Jesus lifted high. I see the creation of content that will lead to conversations that will lead inevitably to cultural reformation. We open up our eyes to the new thing, the new you. And we're all going to shout, I was blind, but now I see. Here it is. Let's do it. Come here. At the count of three, you remove this, Mr. Tree Guy, and you wash this off. At the count of three, you're going to wash it off, and we're all going to open up our eyes with a spirit of expectancy that we're about to see the glory of Christ. More people come to Jesus, more signs, wonders, healings. God will have the final word in every circumstance, in every family, in every home, in every situation. And by the time you get home, wherever there was a mess, you will find a miracle. Wherever there was a mess, and you will never, ever settle for anything less than what God has already ordained in your favor. You will never settle for trees. Are you ready? When I count to three, they're going to open up their eyes, and you're going to give God the biggest absolute shout you've given him in the past 5 years. 1, 2, 3. Somebody open up your eyes. In your life to become God's miracle today, whatever it may be, this is that day. If you need God's original plan for your life to be fully activated, if you need his DNA via the conduit of his spirit to permeate and inundate every aspect of your life, when I say now, run out of your seat and join me up here. And if you have settled for trees in the past, but after this message, you are making a covenant with God that you will never settle for trees. You will never settle for anything less than everything God already purchased for you on the cross. So if that's you, on the count of three, jump out of your seat and join me. This is the day that your mess becomes God's miracle. 1, 2, 3, come, run, 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 run. Hey!
To see the glory of Jesus. Don't
settle for the old when he's doing a new thing. Don't settle for excuses when he gave you his spirit, empowering you to occupy his promises, to be light in the midst of darkness, to change the world for his glory. Don't settle for trees. Don't settle with your hands raised. You can open up your eyes and you're going to see the fulfillment of God's purpose in you, with you, for you, and through you for his name's sake. And more people are going to come to him through your testimony in this year like no other year before. You're about to shine because you're not going to settle. You're going to see complete restoration. You're going to see clearly. You won't settle for trees with your hands raised. If you have seen generational bondage and curses, you're about to see multi-generational blessings. You're about to see righteous, Christ-purchased identity. You're about to see spiritual intimacy with him like never before. You're about to see integrity. You're about to have and see influence. And you're about to have innovation and have new ideas that will change your world and the world around you. With both hands raised, you're about to see the glory of God in you, in your family, and the ones you love, because you will never settle for dreams. I sense the Lord. I sense the Lord. I sense the Lord. Look up here for a moment with your hands raised. We have options this year. The world is spiraling down the proverbial rabbit hole of ludicrousy and chaos and anarchy. Right now, we live in an age of relativism. Relativism, without exception, always leads to perversion. Moral relativism leads to moral perversion. We're living in that era. Nevertheless, we're about to see the King of Glory come in. I'm going to do that one more time for the hearing impaired. Let not your heart be troubled. We are about to see the King of Glory. One more time. We are about to see the King of Glory come. Conclude this time. You have options. All I want you to do, now that your eyes are open, you have options. So everyone with me, just do me a favor. Look down. Now, look around you. Look around. Do me a favor. Look back. And then do me a favor. Look up. Lift up your heads. Lift up your head, open up your gates, and the King of Glory will come in. You will not, this year in 2024, you will not look down. You will not look down with shame and condemnation. You will not look down and look, what I went through, You're not going to look around and try to find the answer somewhere around you and try to live in somebody's drama. And for sure, everybody look back one more time. That's the last time you look back in 2024, because the posture this year, look up, lift up your heads, open up your gates, don't settle for trees, and the King of Glory will come. And somebody shout like it's you. Try to say it. Now we're living in real. commitment right now in the presence of God and the witnesses of the saints that you will never settle for trees, raise one hand. If you're never gonna settle for anything less than everything that Christ purchased for you on the cross, and that means everything, eternal, new, and abundant life to occupy all of his promises, lift up both hands. If you will no longer live life based on your old DNA and the old blueprint, but you will live life according to God's original plan for you and your family, lift both hands and a foot. And if you are about to see the glory of Christ shine in you, with you, for you, and through you for his name's sake, like the world has never seen before, give him your biggest shout out. We're going to finish up the way that we usually like to wrap up. Now, even though it's the first night, I get it, it's the first night, but we're going to do this. If you can, right there where you're at, go down, squat, go. Oh, Lord, work those calves, baby. When I say now, I want you not just to casually get up in some sort of religious motif. I want you to jump up like every lie of the enemy that held you down will never be able to hold you down again. Like a rocket, like you're about to reach a level and a place in Christ that you've never ever reached before. This will be a year, write this down. This will be a year where you will not settle for trees. It will be a year of fresh oil, of holy fire and new wine for you and your family. I'm prophesying now. This will be a year of fresh oil. There's a new anointing coming your way. Holy fire and new wine. Fresh oil, holy fire and new wine. So if you don't settle for trees, at the count of three, get up. Whatever held you down will never be able to hold you down again. You're not who you used to be. And you are not where you used to be because you are not who you used to be. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? One, two. By the way, work those calves, baby. You may want to text somebody and say, hey, if you're going to look for me where you last saw me, I have news for you. You won't find me there. If you're looking for me, lift up your head. God is taking me from glory to glory. One, two, three.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed. It's so filled with God's power and spirit. It will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.